B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
Meanwhile, hers is the official chip of the Sixers. Just saying.
Free the devil. Bert Simmons gets hurt. Now Embiid. And now Josh Richardson with a concussion and nose contusion. I told you not to tank. This is what you get.
He's reaching now. The Josh Richardson concussion? That's a bit of a reach, no?
I don't think so. He goes, you think you're in this game? You think Shake Milton can carry his team all by himself? I don't know, man. The devil.
You think the devil is, you think that's a karma piece?
I think he can't go all.
Jay Rich?
He can't go all big. Right? You know, he went big with Simmons and Embiid. Who's the third best player? I guess Tobias.
Yeah. All right. The devil.
Yeah, you have to get the devil.
We got to get somebody to... Where's St. Michael? He slayed the devil.
He'll be on at 2 o'clock.
Anthony, it's Gabriel.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's Gabriel.
Effort, the Sixers couldn't shake their road woes. While the Fly Guys continue to fornicate the competition, no matter their position. Time to turn in the panic alarm for the scoring horn.
Wow! Give me the scoring horn, Tunis! That's right, Gabriel. Scoring horn's for you, my brother. Nice. Nice.
G'day, mate. It's Ben Simmons at back. I'm over here with Joel Embiid's shoulder. We have had a long talk, and we've decided that I will not be coming back this season. I'm going to use my energy to root on the Flyers, because that's a real team. Let's go, Flyers.
Oh, Ben's back. I need you, Ben. You can't check out on me now. You can still root for the Flyers and be healthy for Ben to play. Shoulder. You can do both. Can he play? Get Ben's back play and still root Fly Guys?
Yeah, he should be able to. Can't go, that's a real team. Oh, man.
Oh.
Why do we have to do that? It's the separating the Flyers and the Sixers. And then, remember the great man, John from Hazleton?
Yes.
Great caller.
Yes.
Remember he called me a while ago, said trade Simmons for D'Angelo Russell just to make a statement, plus I'd rather have Embiid. And then he called back and you guys talked it out.
Yes.
He didn't call this past weekend, and me and Jamie. And he goes, by the way, you guys were right. I want Ben Simmons, but now I want to trade Joel Embiid.
Oh, no,
like,
no,
can't
no,
we
no,
just
no.
keep both?
Isn't John a good, ride the Phillies guy?
Big baseball guy.
Yeah.
And hates Gabe Crapler, as he calls him. Hates Matt Klentak.
Good.
But it's like, dude, can't we try this out with both? Why do we have to trade one or the other?
Exactly. Let John just stick to the Phillies piece of it. Because he is a good baseball guy.
Very great baseball guy.
I just have to say, I hate this team, how it's constructed. I never liked the Monstar idea. I think Elton Brand needs to be under a lot more heat. I know you like him because I do not like any of the moves, really, that he's done, stands a few. And I just have no confidence in him, the coach, the ownership group.
It's fair. I love the Monstar idea. You didn't. You know, so far, you're being proven correct. However, I still call me stubborn. But I still believe Monstars can work. Now, they may need a new coach to make it work. And that's still part, that's still possible for next year.
Yokas. Who is Shake Milton?
Hey, you never know. This could be our chance to see if we have a Boston Scott on the
Sixers. Oh, that's awesome.
I'll take it.
That's awesome. Can we get that? Can we get Bell's Who is Shake Milton? See, a good producer calls Tom Brennan and says, yo, Tom, do me a solid. I need to hear, can you just say this? Who is Shake Milton? And knowing Tom Brennan, he goes, yeah, sure, that's funny. I get a kick out of it. And then a good producer hits me today with Shake Milton and the Bells.
You know that great producer would also come up with a better poll? Probably wouldn't eat Anthony Davis chips either.
So you're becoming a great. You're not there yet. You're on the road. But, you know, today shows you're not all the way there yet.
Yeah, okay. Because I eat Anthony Davis chips.
Well,
I will.
Did you do the Tom Brennan piece?
No.
Is that a good idea?
Yes.
Whose idea was to have, I don't know, Boucher on?
Yeah, it was yours. It was a good idea.
Whose idea should it have been?
Mine.
Yeah.
I was driving at the time when you texted me.
Are you kidding me? Shake Milton buries another three. That's 14 in a row. You better get in line early tonight, because if you want to get in the club, Tyrone.
Are you kidding me? How the greatest is that? Tyrone's wearing the club Tyrone t-shirt. Love it. What do we got?
How about them streaking freaking peas? Echo Lenny here. Let's go, Flyers! Hey, Judas, play the song. And don't forget to put the Rocky in it, too.
Anthony, the orange and the black. The orange and the black.
The orange and the black.
Yeah, baby. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, we got to get that.
Play
that song,
Feel
Tunis.
The shake. Feel the shake. How about them Fly Boys? Andrew, play the song.
I do like the old goal song. Although Phil Shake is growing on me. He's growing on you. What was the Voracek song? That was
Two times.
After Friday night, because he played great Friday night, I was thinking, are we gonna be playing the Voracek song?
No. I refuse. I'm out. On the Voracek song?
Yeah, I'm kind of out on it, too. I don't know why they love it.
Probably because it's corny and, you know, you have a good time with it.
Yeah, but what is it? Like, what would it... What?
European pop?
Yeah, is that what it is?
I guess. I guess that sounds about right.
All right. Well, Brady Heat was good, unlike the poll. Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter is here, and it's nice out. However, at some point, it's going to be like, kind of cold. It'll dip back. Your heating system's not evenly or efficiently heating your home. You got to get help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. There it is.
Shake's got that. He's showing us right now. He's got a little bit of an aggressive gear. He's going to shoot a wide open three, and it's good again. Shake Milton, the last three games, on fire from deep. Kawhi Leonard, he goes way out top, and now Zubac's reverse pivot. Oh, Shake tipped it, and Milton steals it on Beverly. In the middle lane, left hand, jam! Shake Milton ducks the ball! Timeout, Clippers! Here's Al Horford with the ball to the right side. Shake. Shot clock at three. Milton backs up. Fires on Reggie Jackson. And it's good again. Shake Milton is incredible right now. Furkan leads the break. Sixers in red going left to right. Milton with a stop. Fires. It's in the air. And good again. Shake Milton putting on a clinic in Los Angeles. Knocking in back-to-back threes. Milton makes it 45-41. And that was a heat check three from the left hash mark. Sixers with it, tied at 63. Alec Burks to Shake, shot in the air. It's good again. Shake Milton, an incredible performance in Los Angeles. He's got 26 points in the first half. Here comes Shake Milton on a drive. In the middle of that, Harrell gets around him, pins it up and good. They don't know what to do with Shake Milton. He puts the Sixers in front, 51-43. Alec Burks had it deflected, four to shoot. Back up to Shake against Kawhi. And he gets five to the lane with a left hand layup. Are you kidding me? Shake Milton going right at Kawhi Leonard and scoring. And I'm going to throw in with ease. Clock winding down. Milton takes on the league's best and scores. Alec Burks with the ball. 123-116. Milton from way beyond the arc for three. It's good. Shake Milton puts it in. A triple right over Morris. Or should I say, right in his face. The Sixers with Shake Milton. 34 points, six threes, and he makes it a four-point game. Down eight with 20 seconds to go. Milton brings it across. Outside right, steps back, three ball in the air, good. Shake Milton continues an incredible night, his 7-3, 14 seconds to go, five-point game.
Classic. Classic. The bell still works, man. I'm sorry. It still works. Here's your assignment. Can you get the bells around the Flyers game yesterday?
Oh,
or the weekend? Yeah, right?
I got you.
You got that? All right. Who is Shake Milton? Oh, my God. That would be awesome. Let's go to, where are we at? JB in Washington, D.C. JB, what's up, my man?
It's JC, man. How you guys?
Oh, yo, JC. What's up, brother?
Nothing much. Who was that guy that was on the phone before me? The was he a Giants fan?
Yeah. The guy from Ireland, yeah.
Man, put that guy in the back there and bury him 12 feet under. I'm more of a Philadelphian than he is, and I'm from Lynchburg, Virginia. This is terrible. This is awful.
Thanks, man.
But, you guys, I'm going to the Flyers game against the Caps on Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You got to be our eyes and ears. And you got to call us on Thursday, man.
Yeah, I will. Also, I have a small little prediction for you. So you know this feeling that we have with the Flyers right now where they're kind of like coming out, doing a little bit better than what we anticipated?
Yes.
I think the same thing is going to happen with the Phillies, man. I think it's going to be some significant injuries throughout the division, and I think the Phillies can squeak out at least 93 wins.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because look at what the Braves have done. They've been worn out doing the same thing the last couple of years, and they think they're adding a couple of pieces because they think that this is their window to do it. And I think the Nats are going to fall off because, them losing Rendon, man, I'm telling you. That's a lot of RBI.
Oh, I agree. I mean, that's a huge cornerstone to lose that kind of production out of your third baseman is a huge loss. I get you. I hear you. I just don't know. I mean, it could be maybe the Phillies somehow put together a pitching staff and, Pivetta comes out of nowhere or something like that happens. But they're still going to have to be able to get sustained pitching.
Yeah, and I think that they'll be like in a good position come the All-Star break to bring in a couple of arms to help them out because, it's not like they have anybody coming up from the farm system like that. So I think they will probably make some acquisitions like right after the All-Star break because I think they'll probably be in around the same spot that they've been the last 2 years, maybe even a little better. And I think they'll make a late push, the last three quarters of the season.
Man, I hope you're right, JC. I hope you're right, man. I just, I'm a little dubious right now.
All right.
I like Joe Girardi a ton.
I like Joe, and I think Joe is going to, he'll help you get those extra wins that we have been missing out on the last couple of years. And I think the way he coaches, you know, late in the season, instead of the, they may start off slow. The last couple of years, they started off pretty decent, but I think they may start off slow at worst, but the second half of the season, I think they'll finish strong. And like the last 2 years, the last month and a half, they just turned into a double-A team.
Oh, yeah, they were a pumpkin.
It was awful.
Yeah. Yeah, they were the pumpkin. They were a pumpkin squad. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'll talk to you guys Thursday. I'll let you know.
I like it.
We beat the mess out of them since, you know, get the brooms out since we swept the Rangers.
I love it. I love it. Right. Enjoy it, brother. We'll talk to you then. Looking forward to it. Flyers taking a beating. Go beat Holpe again. What's the matter?
Back to Giroux. He'll lift it up the wall back to the point. Provorov back down low, hits the broken stick back there. Voracek in front, they score! Couturier takes the goal mouth pass from Voracek, and he hits the 20-goal mark. Sean Couturier gets the Flyers tied at one. Jesper Fast dishes it out to the right point. Truba with a shot that got through. Hart made the save. Rebound back out in front. Oh, the Rangers, a great chance, and Hart got a piece of that. Another chance by Panarin. Another try from the left point goes wide. What puck movement by New York. What athleticism by Carter Hart. Stahl puts it right out of the stick of Aubé Cubel, and the Flyers break up the ice. Here's Lawton. Stepped in over the line. Right wing pass. Aubé Cubel with a shot. Big rebound. Van Riemsdyk. He scores! After the Georgiev save, has his 19th
of the year.
After the Georgiev. Around the Couturier. He's got Giroux in front. The one-timer. He scores! What a pass. Couturier to Giroux. And the captain's got his 18th. We're in check of the right wing half boards. Back to Provorov. He'll walk the line. Here's Zach Konechny back over to Voracek. Shoots in front. They score! What a pass. And Claude Giroux's got his second. It's loose in front. The Flyers find it, and with a chance to skate away, Scott Lawton pulls it at center. 2-on-1 with Kevin Hayes, and out of the penalty box. It's knocked off of Lawton. Voracek in front, they score! Oh, Kevin Hayes gets the pass from Voracek, and Voracek's got 4 assists. In over the line, here's Kevin Hayes, the former Ranger. First trip back here in New York. They've gone Bay Cubell, played it back to the line. Threat to the net. The rebound. Oh, the Flyers score! It bounces off the post right to Matt Niskanen. And Niskanen, I believe, finally fired it home. His 8th goal of the year. Back to Drew in the bottom point quarter. Now Konechny on the half wall to the blue line. They play catchy and Provorov. Konechny skates into the circle. Break wide pass. Back out in front. They score. Out of the rebound, it's Sean Couturier. He wasn't feeling very well before the game. He feels pretty good now. He got his 21st of the season. Raffel upends a man and forced down to center ice. And catching up to that is Derek Grant. Now Raffel goes in front. Grant got it to him. Back in. He scores! The backhand goal by Michael Raffel. It's his 7th of the year. Great setup by Derek Grant. And the Flyers have a 3-0 lead. Driven in deep by Brent Houghton. Hunter Hart out of the net. Scooped it around the corner. Banded away from Capo Caco. And a 2-on-1. Derek Grant skating in. Looking at the net. Backhand. He scores! What a game for Derek Grant. Set up the shorthanded goal late in the first period. And now has his first goal in the Flyer uniform. Philadelphia.
Feel the shake.
I need to grow a bomber.
That's awesome. Gorgiev. That's a great name. Like, that's an evil name.
Yes.
Right? He's the Rangers goalie. He's the backup. Really the co now. Gorgiev. I must break you, Gorgiev.
Look at that. It's a great line from Rocky IV.
Let's go to Tom. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom. Yo, Tom. Tom. He's out. Raider Jack. What's up, RJ? What's going on, Raider Jack?
Just trying to make a dollar out of 2 nickels.
Yep.
So listen, man, I did a little bit of research on Shake. You know who his parents are, right?
No.
Lala and Jesus. illegitimate son of Jesus Shuttlesworth.
I like it. I like it. That's a narrative, baby.
So, happy birthday to little Moss. But you gotta get in that dirt bike, brother.
No, he's out. He didn't get it.
Are you kidding me? There's a Ritter Jack Jr. playing college ball. He had a mini bike.
No. No dirt bike. Too young. He's out. He didn't get it. He got plenty of great sports equipment. All right.
Eagles helmet.
He got the Eagles helmet. He got the new bat, and these bats are not cheap.
I know.
A new basketball. He got a dribbling. He got a basketball a dribbling stick. He got a Eagles jersey. He's good.
Well, tell little cousin I said happy birthday.
I will. Thank you, Raider Jack. Thank you, my brother. Yeah, he's out on the bike. He's not getting the bike. At least not for a while. Hopefully never, but, you know. You know, you can't. Like, I'd be like, dude, you know, can't mess with your, you know, you're an athlete. We can't, it's against your contract. It's a provision for you playing sports. If you don't want to play sports, all right, then you can have your dirt bike. But you're playing sports, so you can't have it. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Gorgiev. Gorgiev Chunis.
That is a good name.
It's a great goalie name.
Yes, it is.
Right? Put it past Gorgiev.
The names that you gave last week, like the 1980s Rangers, they all sound like hockey names.
Barry Beck.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, they were wolf. They did say they were great. They were fantastic. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick TO. We'll come back. We'll check the daily number. And that's still some fun straight ahead. If you want to climb in, you can. We actually have some open lines. First time all day. You want to check in. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunis right here on 97.5 Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
O'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Hello.
Fun as always today, Tunis. All right, let's think about this for a second. Flyers, this is their next 10 games. You ready? So we got Carolina, we got Washington Wednesday, we talked about. What happens?
They continue to win against Washington.
That would be a huge, if they go into Washington and win again.
They got the 3 days off, some rest. The only concern is maybe because they're so hot, you want them to keep on playing.
I know.
But no, I feel good.
And then they get Carolina. They're at home. They beat Carolina at home.
Three straight at home, you said, right?
Yeah, I mean, Carolina can be leaky at times. I think they drill Carolina. Mrazek.
Four flyer great. Peter with a, it was P-E-T-R, right?
Yes. Then you got the Sabres. That's at home. That's Saturday. That's another win. Then you got Tuesday home Boston. That's an NBC Sports Channel. That's the big one.
That's a tough matchup.
It is. Oh, then you got at Tampa. Are you kidding me? Then Minnesota. Edmonton, Blues, all home, at Dallas, at Nashville. That's a tough stretch. But then it gets easy. Because then you got Islanders, Red Wings, Devils, you got Pittsburgh, the Rangers again, Nashville, and Buffalo. So it lightens up a bit.
Well, because they've been playing so well all season long, I can't, like, you say it's a tough schedule, and it is.
Well, the next, yeah, the next
but,
10
but
games.
I go, I'm not afraid. No, like, with no, this no, team, I'm not afraid.
No. No, actually, you're looking forward to seeing them play.
Against the, you know, the yeah. other better teams of the NHL, yeah.
So, let's discuss this piece of the yesterday. Because we talked a lot about the Flyers. When it comes to the Sixers, like, I took it as one of these enjoying the moment of just a singular game. Like, they weren't supposed to be in it. Clippers clearly were not playing their best basketball. They weren't playing their best defense. And it's a fun, entertaining, high-scoring game. But it means nothing in the grand scope of things other than maybe Shake stays in rotation off the bench.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, what is tomorrow night? They're playing the Lakers tomorrow night. And there's going to be no Embiid again. And obviously, Ben, you're still waiting to see what happens.
You don't even know if you're going to have Josh Richardson tomorrow.
I know. Probably not, in fact.
So it's not like a, if they lose, it's not a really a bitch and moan fest, but it's just like.
No, but the game doesn't matter.
Right. But even, if they win, you go, all right. Like, I don't know. If they beat the Clippers yesterday, we would have been happy that Shake Milton carried the team to a win. But it's would it change you how you would feel about the rest of the season in playoffs? It wouldn't have.
No.
It wouldn't have.
No.
Because you're hoping that Ben and Joel are back. Obviously, yeah. Joel will be back. We're hoping that Ben's back for the playoffs. It'll be a totally different team. So a win, yeah, I would have been fired up. I would have loved playing the song today and whatnot. But it also wouldn't have changed the grand scheme of things. I still would want to hit the fast forward button to the playoffs at this point. And that sucks because I don't like wishing away seasons. I really don't like doing that. I'm just so tired of constantly complaining about this team. Even when they win. We get complaints. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, we.
I'm drained.
We get it. It is a draining. It is. I agree with you. It's completely draining. It's been a tough year. You know, it's funny. It's been a real tough year, and it's been a lot of arguing internally.
Yes.
A lot of debate. You know, we have argued everything from Brett Brown, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. Can Ben Simmons play with Joel Embiid? I'd rather have Ben Simmons. I'd rather have Joel Embiid. I'd rather have neither. I mean, start the process over. I mean, it's been...
Elton Brand is a bad GM.
I mean, it's this thing has run... it's been wild. Manically, at home, unbeatable. On the road, can't catch a win. Al Horford... Tobias Harris. I mean, who can't doesn't know their role? Who feels out of fish out of water?
Who's the leader on that team?
We've been inundated with all these topics. Like, it's been an amazingly frustrating. And then the minute they go get a couple new guys, and one guy who's here early, who's a nobody. Clint Robinson III is a nobody. Let's be real. Lucky to be in this league. Got less talent than his mutt father. But yet he even pops off.
Yeah, he's speaking out about not knowing his role. How about you hit the open shot?
Right.
That's your role.
So it's just been like a punch. We've just been punched back and up. A bunch of bag. We're that clown that gets, you know, popped all the time.
Yes. The one that flops down.
Yes.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
And the Flyers have been the complete opposite. Harmony all year long. Off the radar, off the grid. There's no Super Eagles type of reaction like we have with the Sixers.
And lovable.
Very lovable.
Remember, I read the tweet last week. His name is Mike. He was like, I love the Sixers, but I hate this team.
Do we really hate this team?
Because
I hate them. I want to tell you right off the bat. Now, I know I'm I know I could be, I know how I can be. I'll put it that. But I still like Embiid, and I still like Simmons, and I still like Harris, and I still like Horford. I still like this team. I still like these guys.
I wouldn't say I personally hate the team. They are, but
I hear it from everybody.
Frustrating.
I hear it from friends of mine. Oh, they're just hateable. Like, I don't find Ben. What's so hateable about Ben Simmons? Other than he drives you nuts because you don't shoot.
That's probably what it is for a lot of people.
And
just that.
Frustrating as Embiid can be with his outward display of emotion sometimes, I still find him, a rootable, highly rootable, lovable big.
I feel like a lot of people dislike Al Horford. Not only
and
because
he's in the,
of,
but he's the nicest guy on the planet.
Yeah, but people hear him speak out, and
he
some,
didn't
people,
really speak
some
out.
People like that. Some people don't. Some people go, all right, well, you're getting paid $100 million. Find out what your role is.
Did he speak out?
The role thing rubbed some people the wrong way. It didn't rub me the wrong way. It was like, okay, Brett Brown needs to figure this out.
Right.
But it rubbed some people the wrong way.
I still love him, man. It's an interesting listen, it's easy to love the Flyers, right? What's not to love? They're good. So every team has to be, if you're going to love them, they got to be good.
Yes.
Right? It's hard to love a stinky team, right? They're a good team. They have surpassed expectations. And what's not to love about Carter Hart? Konechny, highly lovable dude.
Would hate him if he was on another team. Right?
Right. Oh, now all of a sudden the captain, who we always liked, Jason loved, I liked him a ton, all of a sudden the captain's back in vogue. He used to get ripped all the time. Because maybe it wasn't the captain, maybe it was the coach who was a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the coach, AV.
Lovable too.
Right? He comes out and rips them when they need to be ripped. He's like blunt, doesn't care. He's like, what he says is what he keeps it 100%, 100% of the time. And Brett will go off on tangents with different analogies, right? So he'll go off.
I need to grow a bomber.
Right, like, and he's full. See, I love the man. I do. I know he rubs people the wrong way. I get it. But I love the guy because I think he's got a big heart. Like, I think he's not Kapler who speaks in a fake language, right? A phony language. Brett's real.
Gave us a very valiant effort.
Like, Brett's real about things. He's different, and he speaks differently, which I kind of like.
It was a
because I think he's
board.
Very... I think he's very good with the language. I think he's very
articulate.
Yes, it was very well. He is. He's a guy that I think looks to tell a story. A real story. I think he really tries to describe what's going on. I think he tries to be as honest as possible. No? I get crickets out of you.
No, I agree with you. I mean, but I go back to, like, the most honest he ever was the Gypsies comment. Remember? Remember when he's like, what do you expect him coaching, like, a bunch of Gypsies?
All right, well, hold the thought, because I think tomorrow we should dive into this.
Okay.
With him, AV, the likability factors. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bri.
Hey, Cuz, what's going on?
What's happening, Bri?
Nothing much. Hey, I'm 100% on board with you with the motorcycle with your son. You're being a great dad. So, you know what I mean? Pat yourself on the back. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thanks. It's more about being a scared kid dad. Yes.
Yeah, you want to see your son come home in one piece every day. It's just, you know, it's understandable. So, Andrew actually brought up, we're at the 5-game mark, and he had said about a couple Saturdays ago, what do you think about the 5-game? Can you wait 5 games? So I'm at 5 games. I told him 10. So, and when you guys were just talking, I said, you know what? Right now I'm going through something with my daughter. Now my daughter weirdly came up with a limp out of nowhere. She's 14 months old, and I'm comparing it to the Sixers. And what you're saying, I'm going, all I want is a diagnosis of what happened and what's wrong with her. Just like all I want is a diagnosis with the Sixers and what's going on. Like, I want to see them in the playoffs. I want to see what's up with my daughter so I can just make it better. I can make that final move. Like, everybody just can't wait to say, all right, Brett Brown, done. This is the process we're moving forward with, you know?
Yes, that's the feeling, right?
Like,
yes.
The diagnosis of what is our problem.
Yes, that's a good analogy. That's right.
Let's fix our problem. So I do think the team right now, and so here's my five-game analysis. We have a pre-process team right now. If you look at the team on the floor, before we actually started the process, this is the type of team we would have had. This is a 6-7-8 seed. You have capable players, but no one that's going to put you over the top. So which says to me, based on how they're playing, and it's not way worse than when Ben and Joe are on the floor, that our coach, it cannot maximize unbelievable talent. Like,
yes,
the fact
yeah.
that he gets all this yeah. out of the players, but our two superstars, he can't maximize the talent. So it's just Brett still rolling out a tired game plan of the Euro-style ball. And we're not.
Yeah, I feel you.
And we're just plugging players, right?
Right, right. No, listen, I get it. I think you're right. I mean, the only shame of it, I was just curious to see how they were going to play. If they would have played like they played against the Clippers that one game. It was one game before the All-Star break, remember?
Right, I was out that game.
And I was just curious because we never really got to see it. Simmons was out the Thursday night against Brooklyn, and then he's out 5 minutes into the Milwaukee game, and then that's it. And that was the only thing I was curious. But you're right, Bri. Listen, you're right. Listen, do me a favor. Hold on. We're going to give you tickets to the Temple game. That's right. Temple, Tulsa, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Leocora Center. Brian, you're going to go. Don't miss senior night festivities. Visit owlsticks.com. Temple Tulsa on Wednesday, 7 o'clock. We'll come back. We'll find out who wins our fun night knockout against the Raptors. We'll tell you who wins that coming up next. And a couple picks for the evening. It's Cuz Radio with Chunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is America's number one sportsbook for a reason. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promos every day, and once you win, they get your cash fast. And if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, then now's the time, because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. Now, tonight, I'm not really happy to say this, but Indiana, 2.5-point favorites at San Antonio. I think they smell blood in the water with Philadelphia right now with the Sixers. So I think Indiana actually wins out in San Antonio. They cover the 2.5. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android. Be sure to use promo code FANATIC so they know that we sent you. That's promo code FANATIC, FANATIC, to get your risk-free bet. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or PA. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days at the receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 1:47. Don't forget, Mikey Miss coming up next. Nat and Tyrone. I saw Tyrone's shirt. The Club Tyrone. That should be fun. All right, let's do a little daily number for tonight. College basketball heating up. By the way,
I have one college ball.
I have one too, and I think we talked about it Friday. Did we talk about College Friday? Or is am I mixing up my Fox show?
Maybe mix up the Fox show.
I like Virginia against Duke, and I'm going to NC State tonight against Duke.
Yeah, it's a big number. Duke's like, what, 12?
12 and a half. They're not that good.
They're not a good team.
So, and they're not, they shouldn't be ranked 12th in the country. So I'll take NC State plus the 12.5 against the Dukies.
Okay, I'm going the Baylor Bears after losing over the weekend.
Oh, the Baylor Bears?
Baylor Bears, they're hosting Texas Tech tonight. Baylor's 7.5-point favorites. They dropped to their fourth in the country now, where they were one for a while. So I'm going to go Baylor bounce back against Texas Tech tonight.
I like it. All right, I got an NBA game. I like the Bucks -4 against the Heat.
I looked at that. Why is it so low? Because they played last night?
Back-to-back, and I think they're giving... Remember, Miami's got the second or third best home? Third, right?
Yeah, they're up there.
They're like the third best home team.
So maybe that's probably
between the Sixers, Milwaukee, Miami. So I think couple that, it's a short line. I still like the Bucks to win and win big.
I just read it on my read there. The Pacers, 2.5-point favorites at San Antonio. It kind of they're just a half game behind the Sixers right now.
Yeah.
And I almost think they kind of smell blood in the water. And I think they're like, all right, this is our chance to start moving up in the Eastern Conference standings. I think I'm kind of concerned that the Sixers drop to the sixth seed, depending on how much longer Embiid's out. Obviously, depending on how long Ben's out.
Yeah.
So I think the Pacers cover that in San Antonio.
I like that. I like the Trailblazers +6.5. Even without Dame, they got enough against Orlando, I think, to get that done.
I mean, Markelle Fultz isn't going to win it for him. Memphis, 2-point dogs at Atlanta. I'm going to take Memphis. I know it's a muck game.
Wow, I was looking at the other side.
Really? Okay.
I was looking at Atlanta.
A little sandwich on that?
Yes. Slice.
Slices. Yeah, I'll go slices tomorrow.
All right. I'll take the Hawks -2. You got the Grizz.
I got the Grizz. They're fighting for that 8 seed.
Yeah, I like that. Atlanta plays no defense. But they're not a bad team.
Yeah, I mean, Trey could go off for 40 points, too. Trey Young.
Yeah. Jaws hit a little bit of a wall.
Yeah, he has. And then I got one hockey game.
How about the Houston-Boston game Saturday night?
Oh, crazy. Crazy.
Jaylen Brown hits that shot to tie it?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to coming up in, I think it's this month, the Rockets and Bucks after James Harden said Giannis is no talent.
Because I'm rooting for them. I hate the Rockets more than any team.
I know you do.
Like, I hate Boston, L.A. for historic reasons, but I hate the Rockets.
You hate James Harden.
I hate James Harden, I do.
As you call him, a stat whore.
Yeah, he's a stat whore.
By the way, Preds hosting Edmonton tonight. I like the Preds. -140.
Against Connor?
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
You like?
I like Nashville at home tonight.
Against? I don't know, man.
The best players in the league? Yeah, I know.
I mean, they're pretty good.
Yeah. I like the
Nashville tonight. Up and down. Nashville not as good.
I like the Preds tonight.
Do you really? We might go slice. Well, you're a favorite. So you got to go 2 slices to 1 slice.
Okay.
All right. You got it.
Sounds good.
He's going to get something to root for tonight.
Yes.
For the Edmonton Oilers.
I'm bored tonight already.
It's a bad sports night tonight. Bad night tonight.
The wife already did the... I know the Sixers and Flyers are off tonight.
Well, maybe for once, watch a show.
Yes.
Broaden your horizons.
But she's smart. She looked up the schedules and she saw that they weren't playing tonight.
So what did she say you're watching?
I don't know. I'll find out.
Do me a favor. Watch the Nazi Hunters. It's called Hunters.
Yes, I got it.
On Amazon.
Yeah, I got to see if I got that.
You have Amazon?
Yes, sure.
I'm sure you have to have Amazon.
Yeah, I think I do.
Order stuff from Amazon?
It's been a while.
All right. Does your wife order stuff from Amazon?
I'm sure she does.
All right. Mikey Mix coming up next at 2 o'clock. Our hand-up brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries, conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Everybody, thank you for listening. Always a blast. Always so much fun. We'll come back. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.